Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Colon cancer. When is surgery needed and when is chemotherapy needed? By Dr. Daniel Surridge. This episode is brought to you by Accord Healthcare, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. The content and opinions expressed are entirely those of the healthcare professionals and are not influenced by Accord Healthcare in any way. The cornerstone of Accord's healthcare offering to the South African market is exceptional quality, affordability, and service to healthcare professionals and their patients. The medicines they deliver makes it better for patients and healthcare communities all over the world. Dr. Daniel Surridge, a colorectal surgeon, explains the cases in which surgery is needed and when chemotherapy is needed in colon cancer treatment. When treating colon cancer, there are two options available: chemotherapy and surgery. Radiotherapy can be used in a few very exceptional cases, but these are rare and need to be considered carefully as the colon is very close to other organs that can be damaged by the radiation. Surgery for colon cancer. Surgery can be used to cure colon cancer if the cancer is at an early stage. Your surgeon can remove the cancer with the lymph nodes around it. This is then sent to the laboratory to check whether the cancer has spread to the nodes. If the nodes are clear and the cancer shows no sign of being high risk for having spread already, then there is an excellent chance that the surgery will cure the cancer. If the cancer has spread to the lymph nodes or shows features of being high risk for spread, then chemotherapy may be added after the surgery. This is called adjuvant chemotherapy. If you need chemotherapy after your surgery, it's not because you still have cancer left inside. It's to reduce the risk of the cancer coming back. Surgery also has a role in helping to manage the complications of cancer, even if the cancer is no longer curable. Colon cancer can sometimes block the bowel, and surgery may be required to remove or bypass the blockage. Chemotherapy is most often offered after surgery if the cancer can be cured. Sometimes, if the cancer is very big or has grown into organs that are nearby, then chemotherapy may be used before the surgery to make it smaller so that the surgery will be successful. This is called neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Recent research has shown that routine chemotherapy given before surgery for operable cancer can make the surgery easier, but doesn't make the eventual outcome any better. Immunotherapy for colon cancer. There is a genetic group of colon cancer types that respond very well to immunotherapy. That helps the body's immune system to recognize the cancer cells and remove them. For these patients, immunotherapy alone may offer a cure for their cancer. There is a possibility that up to 20% of patients with colon cancer may be helped by this drug. There can be severe side effects, but the potential benefit may be high. Most laboratories now test for this genetic subtype routinely. As you can see, a combination of surgery and chemotherapy are most commonly required to treat colon cancer. Both the surgery and chemotherapy will be tailored to the specific type of cancer to achieve the best result.